5-6. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of the broadcast. In this hour, we're going to be telling you all about a hot new vehicle from the Ford Motor Company, the Fiesta, and we'll be joined by the chief nameplate engineer momentarily. Also in this hour, a little later on, we're going to be telling you about a very cool aftermarket product. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls. The usual number is active at 800-259-9231. Matt is behind the board at network headquarters, ready to take a call. We'll throw a new trivia question into the mix. Just for a little bit of fun here, right off the bat, we will make it a relatively easy question, and we'll make the question in the realm of something from the Ford Motor Company in honor of our first guest. Why don't we really go into something a little bit unusual? What was the follow-up car to the original Ford, the Model T? What was the second car from the Ford Motor Company? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Speaking of the Ford Motor Company, right now we're going to shine the light on the new Fiesta to tell us all about it. We welcome Steve Pintar, who is Ford's chief nameplate engineer for the vehicle. Steve, how you doing?
Great, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk a little bit about this vehicle. Lots of excitement and lots of buildup on it. I know you guys did in a very unusual way of launching the vehicle by inviting a few select folks to kind of test drive it and give feedback.
Yes. We had a really great opportunity, given that the Fiesta started actually as a new program for Ford of Europe. And they started a little bit ahead of the North American team. So by the time they went to production, we still had about a good 12 months to go before we started getting our products out of the plant. And we took advantage of the opportunity to actually ship over 100 of the European launch vehicles that went on sale in Europe in early 2009, brought them over to the U.S., and had a contest actually online with the main part was to get people who are really, you know, socially vibrant on the internet, on the web, and were very active, and give them a chance to drive our car. And we selected these Fiesta agents from over 2,500 applications to get 100, and gave them the car for about 8 months. And every month, they would perform an exercise that month to use the car in some unusual way, whether it was a trip to a specific area or something entertaining and fun, and then blog about it or write about it or put a YouTube video on. And we were overwhelmed with the response.
Amazing. And certainly this is a different size vehicle than many Americans are used to. How does it compare in size to, let's say, the current Focus?
Its wheelbase is slightly smaller, 98 inches. And so it's slightly smaller than the Focus in both length and in width. It's really what's considered a B-segment car. So there's quite a few of the competition has a B-segment entry, and we wanted to get in that entry in that segment as well with the Fiesta.
I know in the past lots of Americans have stayed away from small vehicles for a variety of reasons, and one of the reasons being small cars tend to be a lot noisier than midsize or larger vehicles. And I know you guys have made great strides in that area. Tell us a little bit about the Fiesta and how it stacks up in the quietness department, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit upon that we really went after making this car different from the typical small car or the traditional small car where small meant cheap. And we really wanted to go after something that's more of an and equation, something that's good value, but also a lot of excitement and good fuel economy, but also a lot of performance and capability. One of the areas you hit upon is interior quietness or NVH. So we started first with just a lot of attention to detail and upgrading the car versus the competition and the traditional small car. So we really went after things like, in the B pillar, the A pillar, in the structural elements of the body. Often those are open, and you get a lot of noise getting transmitted through those. So we actually put baffles that during the paint and oven baking of the paint, it actually those expand and block off those pillars. We also went with level 2 sealing on all the doors, front and rear. So instead of just having an interior seal on the body, we actually have a full seal on the door as well. So both of those seals prevent noise, road noise or wind noise or anything else happening outside the car from coming into the car. We also added a class-exclusive acoustic windshield. So the windshield is laminated like all windshields for safety first, but then it's also laminated with a special layer that absorbs noise and reduces wind noise. So when you look at the data, after you know, we go through all the technology and you know, the baffle insulators I talked about, the ceiling, the windshield, even an acoustic headliner, we looked at parts that absorb noise. When you go through all those components, the data shows that we are quieter than Honda Fit and Toyota Yaris and even cars in the next segment up in some of the C segment, the Toyota Corolla. On highway wind noise, we're quieter, and on what we do is a coarse road, low speed, about 30 miles an hour, road noise, and we're quieter again than everyone in our segment, but also some of the cars, the leading selling cars in the C segment.
Wow, that's quite remarkable that you've been able to achieve those goals. Certainly, you know, lots of folks are used to buying the Japanese smaller cars, and as you pointed out, this Ford outperforms it across the board in the areas of quietness. So I imagine, hopefully, you're going to get some new conquest buyers taking a look at the Ford brand.
Sure, I mean that's clearly something we want to do. When we, a few years back, took a look at our trends, whether it's within Ford or outside in the entire industry, we saw some very important trends. And, you know, one of the trends was growing small cars, B and C segment cars, globally, very strong, but also in the United States. And even as fuel prices peaked above $4 a gallon, clearly small car sales took off. But even as they've come down and moderated, we're seeing that trend is continuing. And the other thing is, we'll be pretty open that our attraction of millennials or a new car buyer had started to wane. We put a lot of emphasis on trucks and full-size SUVs and other vehicles, and we didn't have as many vehicles as our competition in the small car segment. We had Focus, that's doing well, but a lot of our competition has both a C-segment entry and a B-segment, and we wanted to get in there and go after that first-time buyer, someone who's starting their career, starting a new job, getting a new apartment or a house, and looking for their first new vehicle. And we want to have that value proposition with good efficiency, but we are also realizing every customer wants something that's exciting and performs well, too.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. If anybody has a question, we'd love to hear from you on the Ford Fiesta. Or if you want to solve that easy question, first came the Model T. What was the model from Ford that followed that some 20-some-odd years later? 800-259-9231. Another area which the Fiesta shines is the area of transmissions. You're using some very innovative transmission technology on this vehicle. Tell us all about that, Steve.
Yeah, we have all new for North America is our automatic power shift transmission. It's a class-exclusive six-speed transmission. And again, we're leveraging with Fiesta as we go forward on other cars as well, our global capabilities. And so we share an engine with the global Fiesta production. We share a manual transmission, the five-speed manual, with the global Fiesta products around the world. But in the U.S., automatic transmission is very important.
We're going to take a quick timeout when we come back on the other side. Much more all about the new Ford Fiesta with Steve Pintar. This is Bob Long, and you're listening to Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway. Hot sparks burning the night away.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to GCS, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to Auto World across North America. Our special guest is Steve Pintar, who is Ford's chief nameplate engineer on the new Ford Fiesta. We've been telling you all about the improvements that Steve and his team have worked on with the vehicle in quietness, and we started to tell you about the transmission, the power shift automatic transmission. Is this a dual clutch transmission, Steve?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's a 6-speed dual clutch, and eliminates the hydraulic torque converter and the hydraulic pump, so you get the efficiency of a manual with all the convenience of automatic shifting of a traditional automatic.
That's fantastic. So to my knowledge, I believe this is the first, thinking out loud here, yeah, this is the first American manufacturer to offer a dual clutch transmission.
Yeah, especially in this segment, right? A dry clutch is very unusual in this segment. Most people are going with the a traditional 4-speed or a 5-speed hydraulic transmission. We have our 6-speed dry clutch dual clutch transmission here.
Does it have paddle shifters as well?
It does not. It's very sporty as it is right off the bat. It's we do have a selectable setting on the shifter to give a more sporty calibration, if you will. But a key part of this is automatic comfort and convenience, and as well great fuel economy and a sporty feel, and 40 miles per gallon, also class leading in this segment.
Remarkable miles per gallon, and as you were telling us, it has this technology called micro slip. Tell us a little bit more about how that works.
Well, the computer is controlling the shifting and the clutch actuation between the two, essentially the two transmissions within the one. So there's one side of the transmission has first gear, third gear, and fifth gear with the one clutch. The second side has second, fourth, and sixth. And so you've got this continuous power throughout. So as one clutch is engaged and in a gear, say you're accelerating in first gear, that clutch is engaged. You are now getting a transfer as you're getting higher and higher in speed. It anticipates the clutch event, gets the second gear set into second, and then as the first side releases the clutch, the other side engages, so you have a continuous power throughout. And so for smoothness during those shifts, as well as any other disturbances, we allow slight slip or micro slip within the clutches in order to get a very smooth transition.
Let's talk about some of the other special features which all add up to a quieter experience. I understand that you're using tires that and tires that not only give you all-season performance, but also add to the quietness and overall ride.
Sure. Yeah, we you know, in the U.S., a very standard expectation across all product lines is an all-season tire that works well in all conditions. We do offer as well electronic stability control standard for, you know, even the best of tires. You get into ice or gravel or sand or other conditions, we have that as standard equipment on the car also, not always found on other competitors in this segment. But as well, we did a lot of tuning on the tires to make sure, and the suspension and throughout the vehicle, as I talked before about getting that quiet interior, that class-leading interior quietness, we focus not only on fuel economy and the ride and handling, but also the NVH characteristics of the tire in order to get a really great and equation in the Fiesta.
I think it's fantastic that the interior quietness translates at different speeds, too, because you've done tests at both 30 miles an hour as well as 80 miles an hour.
Sure. Yeah, I described a little bit on the road noise at 30 miles an hour. You know, we look for roads that have a lot of road noise input, a road that's what we describe as a coarse road or more of an open aggregate to induce quite a bit of noise and do testing there to try and get a quieter interior. But then again, we go up to speeds up at 80 miles an hour with different angles of wind coming either at the car or across the front of the car. And work as well to get the wind noise quieter as well in the vehicle. So you can really hold a conversation in this car. One of the experiences people have is they get into the car, they expect again a small car is going to have some trade-offs, and instead they get out of the car and say, I can at all different speeds, even on the highway, I can hold a conversation without raising my voice, and I feel a very solid and comfortable in the car. It's a very competent feeling car.
And certainly the other thing that we should point out, in addition to the remarkable fuel economy, is you can get a lot of comfort and convenience and electronic features in the Fiesta that normally you wouldn't find in this price category.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. It's really about getting a car that the consumer, after they purchase, especially if this is a new car for them, being maybe their first new car, that they have a car that's a pride of ownership experience. We want to make sure that people aren't feeling they're buying a small car because it was forced they were forced into that situation for financial reasons or so on. But really a car they can be excited about owning. So we've got 15 class exclusive features not found in any of the competition in this segment, and many also not available even in the next segment up into the C segment on the Toyota Corolla or Honda Civic. Six of them are actually standard on the car. So some of the standard items are a 4-inch LCD multifunction display above the radio, blind spot mirrors, standard into the base mirror, what we have across the Ford lineup, the Easy Fuel capless fuel filler, very convenient, quad headlamps for great styling, but safety items too is 7 airbags, including a knee airbag, so very safe setting for the vehicle, and then TIVCT, twin independent variable cam timing on the engine. And then beyond the standard items, we talked about electronics. You mentioned the Ford Sync system, great connectivity, and allows you to not only have your music player or your smartphone connected through Bluetooth, but you can actually use the vehicle controls to control the device or use voice command. So you don't have to, a lot of states are now passing safety laws that you cannot text or cannot use a cell phone in the car.
Sure.
Without hands-free or without voice command. Sync lets you do that.
That is wonderful. When will the Fiesta be in Ford dealerships across North America?
We are in our final phases here of launch and starting up production. So it should be here soon in the next couple of months as we head into summer. Our dealers are ramping up for an early summer availability here.
Excellent. And then, of course, around the corner for model year 2012, we've got the new Ford Focus around the bend. And, boy, lots of good things happening within the Ford Motor Company, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely, right? We're very excited about Fiesta right now with the 40 miles per gallon and all the features we talked about. But right behind it, as you said, early in 2011, the next segment up, C segment, A all-new Focus, also with the global leverage concept, the one Ford concept of all the regions working together to deliver a car for all the regions.
Excellent. The best website for the Fiesta?
Just go to the base vehicle, FordVehicles.com, www.FordVehicles.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thanks very much, Bob. Great to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. He's Steve Pintar, Ford's chief nameplate engineer on the Ford Fiesta. Straight ahead, some aftermarket stuff. This is Auto World.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Speaking of Hot Rod Lincoln, it is one of the finalists for the greatest car song of all time. If you log on to www.haggertyradio.com, you can cast your vote. Lots of people are participating, and we'd like to get as many folks in on the action as well. So HaggertyRadio.com, cast your vote. It's Hot Rod Lincoln versus the Beach Boys, 409. It started out with, I believe, 36 nominees, and it's down to these two. Which one is going to win the big prize as the greatest car song of all time, according to the folks at HaggertyRadio.com? So check it out and cast your vote. We have a trivia question out there. It's an easy one. Can't believe no one has chimed in as of yet. It's been a little quiet out there. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And the question is about the Ford that followed the Model T. Which Ford was that? Right now we welcome Colin McLemore of Max Custom Tie Downs to the airways of Auto World. Hey, how you doing there, Colin?
I'm doing well, Bob. I'll cast a vote for Hot Rod Lincoln.
All right, very good. Log on to that website, HaggertyRadio.com, and cast your vote officially. I agree with you. Let's talk a little bit about your background. I understand you're a hardcore off-road and a hot rod guy. Tell us a little bit about that side of you.
Well, that's for sure, Bob. I didn't graduate high school until 1988, and my first car, which I still own today, was a 1940 Ford pickup.
Wow.
And so I distinctly remember many stories from my father and friends of his saying, well, I wish I would have had, or wish I would have kept, or shouldn't have ever sold that. So I just put that in my mind from that very first car experience, never to sell that vehicle. And, of course, there's been many that have come and gone since, but I still have a hold of that 1944.
That's a great story.
I guess I'm just just kind of an internal combustion nut all the way around, which doesn't allow a very narrow focus. I'm into all sorts of trucks and cars and two-wheeled and four-wheeled and on and off-road. I just love it all.
Excellent. Want to talk to you a little bit about your off-roading, but Larry joins us in Iowa on KXEL with the answer, hopefully, to the easy trivia question. Hey there, Larry. Thanks for dialing us up on News Talk 1540 KXEL. How are you?
Fine.
So which vehicle followed the Model T in the Ford history lineup here?
I'm going to have to go with the Model A.
You're right. Congratulations. We're going to throw you in the hat here for the big prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Congratulations. Tell us your favorite new car and your favorite classic car of all time.
Oh, I'd have to go with about the 32 Ford Coupes or so, or 33, I think it is.
Very good. Excellent. And how about anything in the new car realm catch your eye?
If I could afford one right now, I'd love to have a new Ford Taurus.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, the new one with the high-end engine.
The SHO with the 365 horsepower, I believe it is. Well, you're definitely a man after my own heart. Thank you, Larry. Hang on for Matt. We're going to get all of your information and put you in the running for that prize. Back with our special guest, Colin McLemore of Max Custom Tie-Down. So, Mac, you told us about your first car, which you still own. Tell us a little bit about your off-roading capability. What do you run there, and what type of off-roading do you do?
Well, the last 2 years I've been bitten by the Jeep bug, and that's certainly a growing segment of our business at Max. We do a full line of recovery gear as well as tie-down systems for the equipment that you may haul within your off-road vehicle to keep it in its place during those times over the obstacles. Just a few weeks ago at Easter, we went down as a company, as we do every year, as vendor for the Easter Jeep Safari. I believe 44th annual was this year. Just had a great time. The weather cooperated for the most part, and we enjoyed several days of trails with industry folks, and then a real casual two-day trade show. Currently, we run a 2004 Jeep Unlimited with several modifications, and a new 2007 four-door Wrangler. It's been warmed up a bit with a 6.1 liter SRT Hemi in it.
Just a bit, huh?
Just a bit. And I've got a pair of Dynatrac Dana 60 axles with ARB air lockers under both ends, and that thing will definitely go places. It's a lot of fun to drive. It takes a rather anemic Jeep and actually turns it into quite a performance vehicle. You just got to remember that it's short and tall and could very easily get you in trouble.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about the business. You make tie-downs. Number one, for our listeners who may not understand what a tie-down is, let's begin with the obvious. What is a tie-down?
Well, a tie-down, as we say, is an assembly that keeps the cargo in place during transit, whatever that cargo happens to be. Our focus at Max is on transportation of vehicles and all the related equipment that goes along with those vehicles. We produce everything from deck hardware items that are actually installed into typically the floor of the trailer or truck or transportation vehicle, whatever that might be, and then a whole host of different strap assemblies, both catalog items, and we do a lot of custom work as well at Max.
Very good, and Max Custom Tie-Downs works with a lot of very important folks, everybody from my friend Barry McGuire and his company to Mothers, to the Army, to the Navy, Robbie Gordon, and many NASCAR teams. So you work with some pretty heavy hitters there, Colin.
Yeah, we do, but I think what's important to keep in mind, Bob, is the same equipment that the likes of Robbie Gordon can have for his race team. The privateer, the average Joe that might have a special car that he wants to take safely to the 4th of July parade and back, he too can afford our equipment. And that's one of the things that is, I think, often people lose track of, is that they perhaps assume that, well, that's professional league stuff. Well, it is, but it's also available to the common guy.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the difference between a Mack tie-down and a regular tie down, what are some of the things that, makes a Mack tie down so good?
Well, we really believe that, quality ingredients going into a product should yield a quality product coming out. So we work very hard in sourcing our raw materials from our metal hardware pieces to the webbing. We do all of our sewing in-house so we can very closely control the quality of the equipment that we're churning out. We really concentrate and keep quality above everything else. We feel that if we produce a good quality piece, we'll keep those customers coming back year after year. So far, 17 years later, it continues to work.
I'm sure along the way you've encountered many folks and some bad incidents, some horror stories from the road with people transporting vehicles, perhaps with not the best tie-downs. Can you share some of those stories with us, Colin?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, they're far too common. And the sad part is that, many people have to first experience an unfortunate circumstance before they place a lot of importance on good quality equipment. You know, we oftentimes in the build or reconstruction or restoration of a vehicle, we don't skimp on the quality and the time we spend and the money we spend bringing that car back or creating that car from scratch. And yet, so often it's haphazardly thrown about a trailer and any old thing lying around the garage that may suffice as a tie-down is used. And unfortunately, often it's a tragic experience that I guess compels that owner to say, all right, we need to do something better. In the, first couple of pages of our catalog, we feature a number of photos and so forth that have been sent in from customers that some of which, you know, explain the good that's come from the bad.
When we come back on the other side, hold that thought, Colin. I want to hear lots more. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming back after these messages.
Seems I always end up driving by.
It's one of the hottest muscle cars out there, and it's back for 2010. The new Camaro. Chevrolet's Ed Pieper tells us more.
One of the things that's really important is we didn't position this vehicle as a pony car. We positioned it as a 21st century sports car that can get 304 horsepower and 29 miles per gallon on the highway with the V6 engine. I think we've got what people want, and they're certainly voting for it with their pocketbooks. We've had a lot of traditional folks buying the vehicle, but we are seeing more orders every week from more diverse folks. Folks who want a little more pizzazz in a coupe, I think that's really important. Plus, we've had all of the focus on Chevrolet with the new Transformers movie, and that's really helped kind of build this brand and its legacy a little bit further.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, and thank you very much for joining us. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. If anybody has a question for Colin McLemore, who is the gentleman telling us all about Max Custom Tie-Downs, and the website is simple as that, maxcustomtiedowns.com. And before the break there, Colin, you were about to tell us about some horror stories and some stuff that you've seen in your years of doing business with folks transporting vehicles and other items and having some bad things happen along the way. I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. You know, like I said, it's quite often a bad experience has to happen first before somebody's compelled to do something about it. And we're constantly striving to educate people before their purchases so they can make the right selection of the right equipment ahead of time to hopefully avoid any of those bad things that can potentially happen. The one example I was going to provide is a gentleman out of Southern California was traveling back from Moab, Utah, with a traditional flatbed car trailer and a Jeep Wrangler on board, pulling it with a Jeep Grand Cherokee. The trip was going as planned when suddenly he lost the tire and the tail began to wag the dog.
Mm-hmm.
It eventually rolled the tow vehicle, at which point the trailer became separated, shot across all lanes of Interstate 10, and impacted itself into the bank on the other side. Fortunately, nobody was hurt in the incident, and the Jeep that was loaded on the trailer managed to stay upright and strapped down to the trailer, and that's the result that we'd like to have every time.
Wow.
Of course, that vehicle was held on board with our equipment. But it's too bad that quite often those bad experiences have to happen before somebody's compelled to do something about it. And what we're all about is educating that consumer ahead of time to allow them to select the right equipment for the job and hopefully avoid any of those bad things that can happen.
Absolutely. And certainly, I understand you just returned from Moab, so you must have had some fun there. Tell us a little bit about your most recent experiences.
Oh, that was great. You know, Moab, as far as trade shows are concerned, they're often very grueling. And located in Sandpoint, Idaho, we are geographically undesirable to most of our trade show destinations, but we have to be out there and pound the pavement nonetheless. Moab is one of those shows where we get a chance to converse with friends and industry relations and get to enjoy a few days on the trail in wonderful southern Utah prior to having to set up and work a couple days of trade show. So it's just a great time. There's a huge variety of trails for those that enjoy any off-roading, whether that be on two wheels or four, or whether it's, you know, taking a nice hike or photography work, whatever turns you on. That southern Utah area is fantastic for that.
That's great. In addition to making the tie downs, you make all kinds of other stuff, including safety equipment like driver restraints, and you make some specialized stuff for racers Like, for example, I understand you've got a dragster package. Tell us a little bit about some of the other products that you offer.
Yeah, sure. Of course, the drag racing audience, being that the majority of those vehicles are trailered to and from the track, that obviously necessitates the need for tie-down equipment. The drag pack that you're relating to is kind of a unique item that we do, specifically designed for the drag slicks. Traditionally, people have tied down the narrow rear ends of a drag car by using a single strap down the center of the slick. And slicks are notorious for losing air pressure. Obviously, they're very soft. They run low pressure anyway. But to run a single strap over the top of that slick, quite often you'll get to your destination or stop along the way only to find that that strap has migrated off to the side of the tire. So several years ago, we came up with what we call a spreader bar. It's a machined aluminum piece that splits the strap and runs two straps up and over that tire. So it spreads the load a lot better, keeps from carving that groove down the center of that drag tire that may take several passes to shake out the groove caused by the single strap. It does a really good job of containing that drag tire, and of course draws it straight down to the deck of the trailer, preventing any movement of that vehicle.
Very good.
Something that we're definitely known for in drag racing circles.
How about in the area of towing? Do you actually sell hardware to help folks out in that area?
Yes, we do. We've got a wide variety of deck hardware, as I mentioned earlier, that is installed in the deck of the tow vehicle to connect the vehicle being transported to the actual trailer or truck bed, whatever it might be. We're very well known for a line of adjustable track systems called the VersaTie line. We have four different profiles and lengths up to 24 feet continuously. The real crux of that, Bob, is that it gives the user the ability to locate that ideal tie-down location along the length of that track on one-inch increments.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, if you have a 24-foot piece of track that you can move that tie-down fitting along, you end up with 288 tie-down positions with one length of track. A very common platform, of course, is a typical 24-foot car trailer. Well, that would give the user 288 tie-down positions per length of track in that trailer. So it really doesn't matter what you're hauling. You've all, you know, got that ideal geometry at your disposal. You can click that fitting in exactly where you need it. And best of all, when it's not in use, pop the fitting out of there. You're just left with a couple nice, sleek pieces of track installed in the trailer floor.
Very good. Tell us about the area of motorcycles. Are there some special, or do you have special equipment to help those folks transport motorcycles?
Absolutely. Yeah, the track that I mentioned is often the basis for motorcycle tie-down systems as well. We have what we call the Ultimate Bike Kit, which is truly an all-inclusive system that somebody can order for tying down a single bike, or we make it in what we call a twin pack as well. We're assuming that that person's starting with a clean slate, a bare trailer, and it prevents any unnecessary running about the town that they might live in to pick up any pieces or parts that weren't complete in the kit. This is a complete system that comes with track, fittings, a wheel chock for the front of the bike to locate in. We have a couple of options there. And, of course, all of the straps, padded sleeve protectors if necessary for the bike's finish, depending on what the bike is that they're transporting, really makes a great system, and it's all-inclusive.
That sounds really cool. Let's talk a little bit more about your involvement with Robbie Gordon. What kind of work do you do with him?
Well, Robbie Gordon, there's a character. You either love him or you hate him. Robbie is one of those drivers, of course, that the man can drive anything on or off-road, as most of you know. Our involvement with Robbie Gordon started many, many years ago, and it just continues to build, and the latest thing that guy's into is monster trucks, of all things, as if he needed something else to do. In fact, just last week, they were kind enough to produce a little video piece that you can see on our website as well, and it's great. It kind of gives you an inside look at Robbie Gordon Motorsports in Anaheim, California. Most people, of course, never get to see within the walls of a professional race shop. You may go there to catch a glimpse of that as well, but we do everything from the custom wheel nets that hold the spare tires on the race Hummers to custom wheel net for their Freightliner and MAN support trucks. They're essentially their chase trucks for the Dakar race. And those wheel nets basically keep a 52-inch diameter tire in place on the back of these support vehicles in case of a flat in the middle of nowhere.
Wow. Very cool. And just taking a look at some of the other cool stuff on your website, I can't believe I've never interviewed this gentleman, but I have interviewed people from Redline Synthetic Oil. But the president, Tim Kerrigan, has a 57 Chevy with 1,600 horsepower. My God, what is he running for an engine there?
You know, I don't even know what all went into that build, Bob. I haven't actually laid my eyes on that vehicle yet, but I know that Tim has really cleaned up at some of the show circuit events that he's been at. I believe that started with the Grand National Roadster Show this year in Pomona, California. And from what I gather, everywhere he goes, he's taking home first place wins.
I can see why. And you also have a gentleman from Vermont is showing off his 1914 locomobile, and that's a vehicle that weighs 7,000 pounds. So you guys had to fabricate some special straps for him.
Yes, dear old Bill Alley, great customer of ours from Vermont. And that's, I'm glad you brought up the weight of that car. I would say, Bob, that the underlying misconception that exists out there is the difference between safe working load and braking strength of an assembly. In a nutshell, we strive to have an assembly that is capable of holding three times the vehicle's static weight. Let's say, for instance, you have a 3,000-pound car and you're traveling down the road with that on a trailer at 60 miles an hour, and for whatever reason, you need to come to an abrupt halt. That vehicle is exerting far more than the 3,000 pounds worth of static weight on the tie-down equipment.
Absolutely. Everybody can check out more at maxcustomtiedowns.com. Colin, thanks for your time here today.
Thank you very much, Bob. Appreciate the opportunity.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride. And vote at HagertyRadio.com, the 409 versus the Hot Rod Lincoln.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.